I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When people can't digest milk, we call that lactose intolerance. This might seem to signify that it's an unusual condition, that most people are just fine consuming dairy products like milk, cheese, and ice cream. But it turns out that we poor souls who get gassy, crampy, and otherwise digestively miserable after eating dairy products are actually in the majority worldwide. It's the people who can handle milk who are the weird ones. Lactose is the main sugar in all mammal milk, and everyone is born with a gene that codes for producing lactase, which is the enzyme in our bodies that processes lactose. So when we're babies, we all have the ability to digest milk. The human body produces lactase in the small intestine, where it breaks down lactose into glucose and galactose, which our bodies can easily absorb into our bloodstream. But for reasons unknown, the gene for lactase tends to shut off at about the time that most of us would be weaned off of breast milk and onto solid foods. Most people's bodies don't create any lactase, or very little of it, by the time they're 5 years old or so. In the absence of lactase, the excess sugar sitting around in your small intestines causes your body to try to flush it out by secreting fluids and moving things along faster than normal. By the time the lactose reaches your colon, the mostly helpful microorganisms there eat it and poop things like carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and methane. In combination, this can lead to those unpleasant symptoms of diarrhea, gas, and cramps. Some lucky people, however, carry a genetic mutation that allows the lactase gene to keep working. Sometimes it continues for just a few more years, sometimes for a lifetime. Up to 90% of Americans have a functional lactase gene, so in the US, it's a little unusual to be lactose intolerant. But worldwide, more than 60% of people lose the ability to process lactose. Because lactose intolerance is the more common condition around the globe, scientists and researchers in the field actually use the term lactase persistence for the rarer case of people who can digest dairy. Because the function of the gene is genetic, certain populations are more prone to lactase persistence than others. Northern Europeans, especially Scandinavians, tend to hang on to a functional lactase gene, along with some populations from West Africa, East Africa, and the Middle East. People from Southern Europe, the rest of Africa, much of the Americas, Central Asia, and Northern Asia are less likely to have tolerance, and it's super rare in Southeastern Asia. Based on these patterns and on genetic research, it seems that the mutations that code for keeping the lactase gene active appeared about 7,500 years ago among cattle farming populations in Central Europe and Eastern Africa, and in camel herders in the Middle East. The theory is that the mutation was random, as all mutations are, but it became genetically advantageous in these dairy-eating populations, and thus spread rapidly. to this day, there are still high rates of lactase persistence in these areas. Lactase persistence might not be a necessity for survival in the modern world, but it can make life easier and perhaps more delicious. So if you can enjoy conventional ice cream sundaes, milkshakes, and pizza with no problem, remember that you're one of the lucky ones. If you're not, remember that there are lots of dairy alternatives out there. Today's episode is based on the article, Are Humans Built to Drink Milk as Adults? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Allison Cooper. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.